prominent in founding the hospital?
Oh, yes. Well, a deacon in our church out there on Speed Avenue, I can't remember, Benham, S.L. Benham. He canvassed all of Central Texas for money for years and years. He was the longest time agent we ever had for collecting money.
What would you say was the primary motive in this? Was it related directly, indirectly to this concept of social Christianity? Or
no.
Was there a need?
No, it was strictly a local need. About that time, a little later, you know, we went into the World War, and we had Camp MacArthur there, and we had great need at that time. That accentuated what we originally had in 1915. We originally instituted this idea of the hospital in 1915. But war came on 1917, our part in it, the United States part in it.
Was there any idea that medical service would be dispensed free to the indigent among the founders?
I don't think from the institution itself, but from individual donors who would supply the money for such indigents. I think that was the arrangement.
Did you attempt to solicit money primarily from Baptist churches and Baptist individuals?
Well, of course, that was our chief source. Mm-hmm. But we got money from the city of Waco. The city of Waco regarded it as a local institution, much needed. In other words, we had providence, but it was not enough.